Hello everybody and welcome to my podcast Lingvi Hokal, a journey of language learning. And I'm your host Shashi. I have been learning English with the Lingvi's website since January 2006. And this podcast is about my experience of English language learning. How are you? You know, because in one of my discussion with Steve, he told me that your English is really very good. And during that discussion, he just told me that I should talk to you. But as you know, I have a discussion group, and that's why I didn't get chance to speak you. So I just thought that it's good to talk on my podcast, and thanks for taking your time.
Yes, actually, now you've mentioned the podcast, I get nervous now.
don't be. It's just fun. I first I know about you first when I read your comments on, I think, Tony's blog, when you were just a new member to the Lingvi's, and you then just joined the that Thai group, THY group, and then you became a first Vox member, I think, because at that time no other Lingvi's members were have blog on Vox, but you started your blog on Vox, and then I just came to know about you through that blog.
Yes. Yeah, at that time I didn't have my own blogs, and we had a actually, Tony invited Sean to be our tutor on our THY maybe two months ago. Yeah. And at that time, Sean was open up his blog. Actually, he didn't start it yet, but he mentioned that he could send me an invitation to the Vox. And I thought, yeah, well, yes, I always wanted to open, create my own blog, so please. And then I noticed that after I created my own blog, and I sent comments on various Japanese members' blogs, and then they came back to me and they couldn't leave any comments on my blog because they are not the members of Vox yet. So I was kind of, begging them to become Vox members. Gradually the Vox members became really big.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of becoming difficult to trace everybody to update.
Because, initially, when there was not Vox community, I really found that it's really very difficult to communicate with other members, particularly the Japanese member, because most of the Japanese member, they write their blog in Japanese language.
That's
I found that it's really very hard to communicate with others. But now, as lots and lots member have joined the Vox, so it's really very easy to communicate with others.
Yes. And it's actually good for our study too, trying to write English, and then we can submit the writings to the linguist so that we won't waste any of our writing credit. And then, at the same time, we can enjoy what other people are doing and thinking. It's really enjoyable to find out what's going on in different worlds.
Just listening to you, I realized that your English is really very good. Then it came to my mind. Why did you start learning English particularly? I think you have been a member of Lingvi's since 2 months, I think, 2 or 3 months.
Now it's becoming fourth month, actually. I just went through ordinary English education in Japan. But ever since I was junior high school student, when we usually start learning English, I really loved the language because it's so much different from Japanese, and I really like to watch movies or TV programs which those days broadcasted in Japanese, but just, you know, watching those different people, you know, talking Japanese were very interesting. So I studied English every day, and I memorized 5 words every day, and I just kept on going.
So it was totally self-dedicated study.
Yes, along with the English class at our school. So it's okay. Just ordinary, you know, nothing special. And our English teacher spoke Japanese English, or mainly Japanese.
Yeah, that's the problem all over the world.
yes, it's the same as other people. And then by the time I went to high school, I wanted to become an exchange student. But at that time, my school teacher didn't encourage me to go there, because once I go to the United States, and then I have to say, do the senior year once again when I come back to Japan. So, you know, they were worried about my university examination. So they've actually discouraged me not to studying the United States. And they were worried about myself, you know, I may wear makeups, or I may pierce my ears when I come back to Japan. Well, so I was kind of against those authority. So I studied even harder, and then I passed the exam. Yeah, and then I studied in the United States for about a year when I was a senior at the high school. Mm-hmm. And then I came back to Japan.
So that your stay in the U.S. Helps your English? You improve English in the U.S.?
Yes, I think so. I was staying with an American family.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then the host family, or especially the mother, helped us, helped those, you know, students a lot to have, to make sure we have good experience at school or at church. But when I came back to Japan, I found it was kind of hard to catch up my study, and especially English was very difficult. English was very, very difficult for the examination, entrance examination.
Yeah.
So, but they would expect me to be a good student, right? So I had to study really hard. And I went to some kind of junior college, but I decided to go back again to the United States after I got part-time and then make a little bit of money. And then so maybe after coming back to Japan, I've maybe my English got better. Because I was forced to study.
Yeah. So initially your intention was, or you focused mainly on taking good rank in exams.
That's right, yeah, you could say that. But I was never good, unfortunately.
But the main problem, as it is common problem in non-English speaking countries, that we don't get much exposure to English. Like you spent 1 year in USA, so you get at least some exposure when you stayed there.
Yeah.
So you can communicate with other or you have to communicate in English only.
Yes.
But when you came back to Japan, then most of your conversation or you didn't get much chance to speak in English. So I mean, you practice English with other Japanese people or your friend?
Yes, actually that's right. When I was like I came back right after from the United States, I While I was in the United States, I made friends with same kind of exchange students from all over Japan. So I was calling them up, or we wrote in English so that we can maintain our English. That's true. I was speaking English to like everyone, and then they were, I think my friends were annoyed because I was kind of pretending that I don't speak Japanese.
And how did you find this linguist site?
I first thought tutors are very professional. Of course there must be a good English teachers here in Japan, working here in Japan, but sometimes you don't get very good ones, right? But tutors at the linguist are all kind of qualified, and then especially for the writings, I get Tracy to correct my writings, and Tracy is very strict on how she corrects the writings, which is really good for me, because you don't get such chances in a daily life.
Yeah,
at work or at school, they never correct your English, right?
Yeah. And how is study going on? I mean, how many hours do you spend just studying English?
Well, I try to spend at least 30 minutes at the front of computer, I mean. And for the listening section, I record them in transfer the data into my iPad. So I commute by train to my work, which is
So you are a full-time worker?
Yeah, full-time worker.
So it's really hard to find free time.
Yes, that's right. So on the I have a kind of over 30 minutes in one way for the
so you get that you use that 30 minutes listening stuff.
Yes. So yes, for other reading stuff or reviewing, I'm not good at reviewing, but
I do.
I think it's important to just keep on going. If it's 5 minutes or 10 minutes, you don't get discouraged, and then just keep on going. Sometimes it is difficult to memorize all the words, but still, if you don't stop, somehow you'll be able to memorize all the words you need to know.
I also don't bother much about how many hours or how many efforts I have given, but I just keep going, as you said.
Yeah.
Because at the bottom, it depends on how you can communicate with other people.
Mm-hmm.
When you feel that you can, at least you can express yourself to other, and at least you can understand what they are saying.
Yes.
That is more than enough.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But I think, Shashi, you are a very hard worker.
Really?
I thought. Like Tony?
Tony is, what should I say? He is a long-time member, and he puts a lot of efforts, and he's very serious about English learning.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Yeah.
You are the member of THY group.
Yes.
So how that group is doing? Do you find it helpful?
Well, on the very first discussion meeting, there was I and Tamaki and myself and Tony, of course. But ever since then, I kind of taking a rest. And Tamaki's internet connection started to be turned out to be very bad. So Tony and myself and Jill, maybe there are many more times that we are only three of us.
That's good. You get a lot of time to speak. When there are four members, then sometimes it's but to find the time to
talk. Yes, that's right. But and then Tony talks a lot, and so do I. And then Jill, you know, also talks, and then she's very enjoyable, and then gives us lots of topics that we can keep on going. So
and,
I think.
And how do you prefer? Do you select particular topic for your discussion, or just you go through random discussion?
Yeah, usually we select
specific
one of the content, or say Tony has a good his own library on his blog.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like Steve Jobs speech, and then he's very good. He's a student, so he knows how to prepare all those questions for students.
But what is your favorite topic or favorite subject? On which subjects do you like to talk a lot?
Yeah, sometimes to tell you the truth, sometimes I don't really have time to pick or go through the content thoroughly, so I just pick up one from my file or the latest content I've studied, and just ask them general questions. But when I picked up something about food, and I prepared document with pictures that I wanted to show to our members, I think that was really fun, because food is really hot topic, don't you think? Especially for girls.
Yeah, we can talk a lot about it, and especially when other members are from different countries, then it's a good topic that we can at least we can sense the different varieties of cuisine from their countries.
That's
a good topic. But most of the time I prefer, I love to talk about movies and films, but about my Indian movies. So
Bollywood.
Oh, you know about it.
Yes. You know the big movie star from India, you know.
Sometimes I find it difficult in discussion if the topic is not up to my interest, or if I'm not familiar with the with that particular topic, then I find it very difficult to speak, because if you don't know about the topic, then you can't speak even if your English is good,
you know, to keep on going, you know, that topic going.
And what do you do, what kind of work you do?
I'm a personal assistant to one of the executive committee members at International Hotel. So you know, just ordinary secretarial jobs I do. And then recently my new boss arrived, actually last week.
I read about that.
And she's very good, and she's very hard worker. So last week
you need to talk in English at
office? All the time.
All the time. And that's a good thing.
Yes, and then I can train my muscle, as Steve once recommended.
And particularly when you have some aim to learn the English, like you feel that it's beneficial for you to improve English because you're using your English at your job, so you put more efforts in learning English.
That's right. And then I sometimes write a letter in English to our customers, and then I'm not bad, but I have to make sure if it sounds okay, or you know, it won't offend anyone. So in that case, I would just send the letter to Tracy to check.
So you use the linguist at your job also. That's good.
Yes, once in a while. And then she encouraged me that I was expressing my feeling very well, apologizing the guest.
That's good. Because Sometimes, like you said, you send letters to customers, so the language in that letters, it's totally different from ordinary language. Sometimes we have to use specific words,
yes,
like you said, for apologizing or some
very unique way.
And that's a different skill. You need different skill to write such letters.
Yeah. And then we have our big boss, the biggest boss is from Germany. He speaks French, English, a little bit of Japanese, but you know, he's not his mother tongue is obviously German. So he does make mistakes grammatically. But as a Japanese, it's sometimes difficult to persuade him that he's wrong, but we were right.
Yeah, it's always difficult to persuade boss that he's wrong.
Yes, yes.
Or sometimes it's better to ignore his mistakes.
I know. Yes, and then once in a while, I just, you know, ignore the mistakes. And then, but other time, you know, I can tell him that my writing has been corrected by the natives, so this may be, you know, sounds this may sound better. So I can suggest once in a while.
I guess you are aware about this, that Steve is going to start a podcast with Jill related with new words and phrases.
Yes.
Do you feel it's good for us, or what do you think? What should be the strategy for that podcast?
Yes, podcast is really good because once you set some kind of programs into your iTunes, it will automatically download whenever they update the programs. So I don't have to feel I don't have to worry about the going to the linguist content. I mean, I know I should do, but even if I don't have the time,
but it's automatically on your computer.
So it's really good. Just, you know, gives us the some kind of signal that Steve and Jill are doing something for us, and then there are new things going on, and then it's really nice.
But do you feel that we should review the odd words that we usually don't use in our daily English? Because I just go through the list that Steve have prepared. I found that there are some words which we normally don't use in our daily English.
Yeah, I know. Maybe, you know, one out of five could be such unusual word.
Yeah, that's true. But that definitely helps us focus, because at least we can see various example sentences using that particular words, and these are created by native speaker like Steve and Jill, so we can undoubtedly use this sentence.
That's right.
Okay, Hitomi, apart from language learning, I know you very well as a huge fan of dog. You are a dog lover, and you always talk about dogs because you have three nice dogs, and I always see nice pictures and videos of these dogs on your blog. And right now, I didn't hear anything from them. Where are they right now?
Dogs, they're in the next room, and my friend is taking care of them. When I have a one-on-one discussion with Jill in the morning, my one of my dogs usually starts barking after like 10 or, you know, after passing 10 minutes. So I know, oh, well, it's about time to say goodbye to Jill.
Okay, to me. Thank you.
Okay, nice talking to you.
That's all from me for today. Thanks for joining and listening to my podcast, and of course, not forgetting me. See you guys in the next episode. Till then, goodbye from your host, Shashi.